This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number two of the big show. It is here. So here we go. Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Monday on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. If you missed Charlie Palillo from 1:30 to 2, catch the podcast, podcastarena.com, or go on to our website, ESPN975.com.
Real quick, I want to circle back to something that we brought up a little bit with Charlie.
Okay.
Now that it's just us gals.
Right.
I was looking at the Rockets' remaining schedule. And then something jumped out at me. There's only 2 days left in February for this team. They have the Jazz and then the Clippers both on the road. All right? If they win those, they go undefeated in February. And I get that it's an all-star break, so it's a shorter month. They lost 4 games in January. They lost 5 games in December. And they lost 1 game in November. So, and then, of course, October was a shorter month. They went, 5-3, 6-3, 5-3 in October. But you've got that November where they only lost the one game to Toronto. And then they struggled a little bit in December. They had that losing streak. And then, again, they turned it around in January. They go undefeated in February. In their March schedule, I'm just going to read you their March schedule, and you tell me whether you think this is a difficult March, because this is make or break. This will be it, right? I mean, in April, they've got a handful of games, 6 games maybe in April. But this is what they have left in March: Boston, Oklahoma City, Milwaukee, Toronto. So that's a heck
of a
start.
Good stretch right there.
Yeah. Dallas, San Antonio, the Clippers, New Orleans, Minnesota, Portland. So it's not an easy schedule.
Minnesota, you catch a break.
I mean, you catch a little bit of a break. Dallas is the one layup on this, no pun intended, right? But you got Boston, Oklahoma City, Milwaukee, Toronto, San Antonio, the Clippers, the Pelicans, the Wolves.
Milwaukee's on the road. Is Toronto on the road too?
Yeah.
Yeah, they...
Oklahoma City on the road, Milwaukee on the road, Toronto on the road. New Orleans and Minnesota and Portland all on the road.
You want their house of horrors? Check out the Rockets' record in Toronto over the last, 5-6 years. It's normally a Sunday afternoon day game. They get pasted when they go there.
Then they finish. So then they have the three game road trip with New Orleans, Minnesota, and Portland, which is a bit scattered too when you think about it. That's a lot of travel.
Bit more miles, right?
So they end with Detroit, New Orleans, Atlanta, Chicago, and Phoenix. So it as the month winds down, it gets easier. That's a hell of a stretch. The first 3 weeks of March.
You're talking about 75% of those teams as playoff teams.
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
I mean, really, the only team that's not a playoff team or playoff contender is Dallas.
And you factor until you get, like you said, the road trips. That's a bigger thing, playing on the road. And then the amount of time traveled. Yeah, those are all things. I knew that stretch coming up was going to be difficult. I didn't realize how many of those games were all on the road. Here's the other thing I was going to ask you guys. Do you not feel, as a fan base that follows this team closely, for those that do, that no matter how excited or happy they are and pleased that they are where they are at this point in the season, it's all still tempered by the fact that everyone is still scorned by playoffs past to think they're still a little skeptical?
I don't think so.
I get that a lot.
Do you? I think there's a lot of fans out there that feel that way too. I feel like a lot of, especially the average fans that don't tune into the entire season and really know how good this team really is, they might, you know, I can see a lot of average fans or, you know, kind of say that they're probably going to get bounced in the second round or they're probably going to get bounced in the third round. I can totally see some negative fans saying stuff like that. But there's probably some delusional fans too that expect them to win the whole thing. So, I mean, they have a chance.
You're right. There's bookends on both emotions.
So they've got 15 games in March. 5 of those teams are below 500.
Okay.
2/3 of their schedule in March is against teams that are 500 or better.
Yep.
And understanding that 500 is about the cutoff point for the playoffs in both leagues. When you look at the 8th seed in the East is Miami. They're at a 517 winning clip. In the West, it goes a little bit deeper, 517. The Jazz have a 517 winning percentage, which is the borderline. Below the Jazz is the Lakers at 424. So the Jazz and the Clippers are 9-10. So when you're looking at teams that are 500 or better, those are essentially playoff or playoff caliber teams in the NBA right now.
Here's the good thing about saying all that you just said.
Mm-hmm.
In years past, you would have to worry about how they performed against those teams they were supposed to beat because they kind of looked by them, took them for granted, and then they'd end up in a game that was closer than it should have been. This year, they are whacking every team pretty much that they're supposed to beat. So I like that. From that perspective. But look, it's going to be a good test because you really want to see what you've got with this team. I saw something interesting on Twitter the other night where someone said, hey, if I'd have told you that the Rockets are the number one seed in the West for as late in the season as they, I think they've ever been, that with the best record in basketball, and oh, by the way, they added Joe Johnson and Chris Paul in the last people, and you told people even a year ago, they'd be like, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Now it's like, you're looking for things to complain about, but I really have gotten a lot of my friends that really watch this team carefully that have said, hey, look, hopefully Harden wins it this year in MVP so he can finally get that monkey off his back, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully they continue to do the things they're doing because it's all great. But everybody to a man that has had this conversation with me said, look, they haven't proven anything to me yet until they can do it in the playoffs. And oh, by the way, the two guys that are your leaders on this team, one's never been to the Western Conference Finals before. That's Chris Paul. The other, when he got there, made a mess. So, and then last year you were supposed to get there and you didn't. So a lot of people are tempering every bit of excitement until they see what happens in the postseason. And we said this when it happened a year ago. Look, you can't erase the demons of screwing up against the Spurs until you actually get back in the playoffs. And it's going to be 10 months before you get back in that position.
Yeah, and here they are. And it did, by the way, did you guys watch the game last night?
I did. Remember, because I was left to figure out what does your poop say about you.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I just watched pieces of it. I didn't watch the entire game.
I never want to watch Ryan Anderson guard Jokic again.
That's a bad thing.
It was horrible.
He got dominated.
Yes.
How good is Jokic, by the way?
It was a joke. It was like, please, I would rather see Harden down there defending him. Honestly, he would have done a better job. He was just getting bullied.
Did they start Ryan or did they?
No,
PJ.
He's
so it's done. Yeah. It looks like it's done. It looks like he's not going to be starting.
Yeah, he is the second team.
Is that the third or fourth game?
In order
now.
To be like in the favor of his teammates, he actually had to put the ball on the floor a few times last night and make some moves.
Spade. Now, he did have a couple of dynamic plays where he had the spin move to the layup in the paint, which got everybody up off the bench. And then he had a follow-up jam off a rebound, which got everyone up off the bench.
Yep.
But as far as defense goes,
I mean, are we convinced? Because, Nick, you mentioned it, and it does look like it's going to be final unless there's an injury. Are we all just convinced, hey, Ryan Anderson's really, really well paid, but he's going to be so far down the options list that, again, we've talked about Mike D'Antoni and trust. Is it to the point now where D'Antoni just doesn't trust him anymore and he's going to be down the bench quite a ways?
It's going to be interesting to see how much he's going to value his experience in the playoffs over his production because it's clear that he's not putting up the points that he should be putting up being a three-point shooter on a three-point shooting team. It's going to be really interesting to see how much he values his experience in the playoffs and in the regular season. But at some point, I think you have to put production over experience. At some point.
Where are you at with it, Barry?
I think you when you get to the playoffs, you play the guys that you feel the most comfortable with.
And the guys that got you there.
Yeah. And keep in mind that we're talking about this team, and they're still not 100%. There's a guy named Eric Gordon.
Thought about it last night. You're
who's
dead
not
on.
Even playing on this team, and this team is still has won 12 in a row. This isn't a team that's it's hard for us sometimes. You think, and we come in here and talk, and it feels like 100%, but it's still not. There's a spot out there, and there's points. They're leaving points on the floor with Eric Gordon,
right? And
not
I
in
forget
the lineup.
And I forget how many games you said the Rockets lost in November. That was like Eric Gordon's worst month of the entire season.
They lost one game in November.
And Eric Gordon didn't have a good November.
So, and here's the thing. You say Gordon didn't play last night. People are thinking, oh, it's the Denver Nuggets. That Denver team had won like 11 of 13. They were playing great basketball. They're at home. The altitude's high. All the different factors. No Gordon, which should have been made it even more difficult. And look what they did to them last night.
And not only that, but you needed a guy like Gordon for depth because of the altitude. And that would have been a great thing to have.
So with that being said, aside from Toronto, the other house of horrors for this team on the road, tonight. Going to be interesting on a back-to-back to see if we're, with all the things we've said, which are legit, if this team goes and rips the Jazz a new one tonight, it's about time to start realizing, look the hell out. Because if they're healthy, they should be considered a real challenge for the Warriors.
Yeah.
All right, we'll continue to roll on. If you got something you want to do to join the show, something on your mind you want to get off your chest, 713-780-3776. That's our HRNP listener line. You can call that number. You can text that number. Or you can catch us on Twitter where it's at the producer Nick, at Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Back with more. Usual suspects. ESPN 975.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.
Message and data rates may apply.
I see you dead. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, shout out to Healthy Gourmet, Houston Family Nutrition, Seaforce Water, and all of you that are still doing our weight loss challenge, Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge. You can find the Facebook page. Join it if you're looking for some camaraderie and some good tips. Hopefully you guys are still doing well on your weight loss efforts and your healthy lifestyle. And drop us a text or a tweet or an update and let us know how you're doing. Because we've had a lot of people that are dropping weight, but we've had a lot of the same people checking in. I'd like to hear from more people.
Yeah, there was a lot of people that signed up. Yeah. I mean, we had 150, 160 people at one point that wanted to get in this. So I know there's a ton of you out there that joined. And I'm hoping you didn't quit. I'm hoping you're not a little biatch and just quit. Get after it. But I think what we should do, boys, is because, you know, the last day is April 6th. And some of you have been asking, well, I guess for some reason you were confused. So that week, that first week of April, the contest is over. And you have until April 6th to get weighed in, I believe, at close of business. So 5 p.m. on April 6th is the last day. Mm-hmm. So I think on March 6th, we should just open it up for, hey, check in. How much have you lost? Give us an idea. What's the percentage? What'd you start at? What are you at now? And so, like, people
like
can
a progress
know,
update,
yeah,
for sure.
And then people can see kind of what
status
they're,
report,
what they're up against as far as the competition goes.
For sure,
I think that'll be good.
That works.
Don't ask me though. I think I just gained all my weight back this weekend.
I actually weighed myself yesterday.
You don't look super
bullish. 168. I went down.
You went down?
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, if you only
when you drink your calories.
I was gonna say only having wheat and barley.
Yeah,
that's probably not a good idea. Well, but it'll definitely help you lose weight.
There's no calories in rye.
And what are you drinking your whiskey with?
Straight.
Like a man.
Yeah. There in a nutshell is why you are losing weight and on the road to alcoholism.
Well, I mean, I'll have a couple bottles of water in between.
Well, at least you're hydrating.
Yep.
That's important.
Yep.
Wow. So somebody just texted checking in. I didn't sign up, but I'm down 15 since you guys started. And 53 pounds since September of last year.
That's what I'm talking
Sir
about.
Sir or ma'am, I don't know who you are, but congratulations.
Well
that is badass.
Done. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
And
I want to hear those stories.
All the other texts are just not worth reading.
I noticed that I had logged on in the last break and noticed we had a bunch of unread, and all of a sudden they're all gone.
Yeah, there was not worth it. Okay. I'll tell you what they were off the air.
All right.
Mark Shell checking in. 25 pounds down.
There's a dude.
Yeah, Mark gets it.
Mark and Chris, you guys are kicking serious rear end and attacking this thing and love it. And by the way, I always retweet them, but Mo is out there from Houston Family Nutrition, and he's giving you the tip of the day. And his tip of the day was great, which is just how you schedule your week and your day in terms of things you got to do. Schedule your workouts the same way. Therefore, you're more likely to make sure you do them and do the things you're supposed to do.
And schedule some time with him.
Yeah, you could do that,
I mean,
too.
Get on Mo's schedule because, look, you're going to be down to a month left on March 6th. You're going to have a 30-day window to win this thing and win some of the badass prizes that we put together. So get with Mo. Get out there, HughFam Nutrition on Twitter. Get with Mo and be like, hey, I need to lose a maximum amount of weight in 30 days. Let's do this. What are you?
I'm chuckling because
Kyle Tucker went yard.
We were laughing.
Look
about
at his
the
number.
Fact, yeah, we
79?
Were laughing about the fact that the Stros are going to have to lose a game, and they gave up a home run in the last inning, and I they're in the seventh.
Yeah,
so
seven,
I figured, oh, this is the game they're going to lose. They're going down, and lo and behold, Kyle Tucker went yard again.
Can I give you a tip? a lot of times in spring training, if the numbers are in the 60s, 70s, 80s, or 90s, they may not make the team.
Unless you're the Wild Thing.
Yeah. That's and Tucker is 79.
Yeah.
So probably not happening. So
this is going to go back to the Springer thing, by the way. We were talking about it off air. But just like they treated George Springer because they don't want to get him on the clock too soon, you can love all you want of Kyle Tucker in spring training, but he ain't going to be on that big club.
Nope, not yet.
Nope.
Maybe July, maybe September. Down 31 pounds since the start of the challenge would be more, but I took a week vacation for work and backtracked. That was your friendly neighborhood beer salesman. Hey, but it happens. But you got to make up for it. Go run a little extra. Work out a little extra. Do a little extra.
Than you do gain, you're fine.
That's right. As long as you're making progress. So my interest, the interesting thing that happened to me this weekend.
Yes.
Is I went to the car wash. And I would have never thought that the car wash would be exciting, except for the fact that there are, I realized that the car wash I go to in spring is like the Walmart of car washes. There's just all these weird ass people at this car wash. So I get there, and the first thing that happens, so I'm there to get an oil change. I'm going to go ahead and get my inspection for March because that's I'm due for that. And then I'm going to get a car wash because it's complimentary when you get the oil change. So I'm like, okay, no problem. So I get there. I get the I get in line. I get my oil changed. And, you know, you pull up to the thing and you and I'm okay, do the inspection, whatever. And I go inside to the main building. And there's a man, a rotund man, which has really nothing to do with it, but he was portly. And he is sound asleep. And I think what has to do with it is the fact that he snores. And
boy, does he.
Yeah. So there's this dude asleep in a chair, and it's not just regular sleeping. He's snoring really loudly. And so I go and I sit at the other end of the building, and we can all still hear this guy snoring.
So how many people besides you are watching this guy?
There's probably 15 to 20 people.
Yeah, that's when I didn't factor in. The car wash. Great.
And we're all just giggling and watching this dude sleep. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to go video this. So there's three chairs side by side. He's in the far left chair. So I go and sit in the far right chair, and I'm getting ready to, you know, to start videoing it. And then I was like, well, let me first. I'm going to give this dude the benefit of the doubt. So I go to the counter, and I tell the ladies, hey, this dude over here is sound asleep. Does he work here? And they poke their head around the corner. They're like, no, he's got a car that he dropped off here. I was like, well, he was asleep when I got here. He's snoring really loudly. Should we wake him up to get his car? They were like, no, just leave him alone for a little while. So I was like, okay, no problem. So I'm sitting there. And then all of a sudden, about 5 minutes after that, one of the workers that comes in and goes, hey, does someone have a black BMW? Is there a black BMW? Black. And so I was looking for a reason to yell at this dude while he was asleep to scare the crap out of him. So I was just like, hey, black BMW. And he jumped. He goes, no, white Honda. I was like, okay. So at least he was on it. And then he goes back to sleep. So then I recorded it. I recorded it. I tweeted it. I posted it. I did all that. And I was like, I can't really listen to this guy snore for any length of time. So I go outside. All right. Now, mind you, when my car gets done, I got there at 12:30. He was already there and already asleep. So I don't know how long he had been there or been sleeping. But I get there at 12:30. I leave at 1:45. That's how long it took to get an oil change, an inspection. And the car wash line was really long. This was a Saturday. I just drove in from the gig that I had in Tyler. So it was packed. It was middle of the day. An hour and 45 minutes, he's still asleep. So I'm thinking, I hope someone stole his car. That's what I hope happened. I hope that the little lady is out there waving the towel, and then someone was just like, screw it, I'm taking that white Honda, and I'm out of here. They'll never know. He never woke up. I left. The dude was still asleep.
He was still sleeping?
Still sleeping after an hour and 45 minutes. It was the most ridiculous. And I'm sitting there thinking, I'm looking at the people. Like, one lady walked by in baggy yoga pants, like sagging like a Crip. Like, she looked like a gangster. She looked like a little baby gangster in her yoga pants, and it made me think of, and I tweeted him out, but I was like, that reminds me of Uncle Barry's tips on yoga pants, the rules to yoga pants. There's three rules to yoga pants. Rule number one is just because you can wear yoga pants doesn't mean you should.
Fantastic.
That's rule number one.
Yep.
Rule number two in Uncle Barry's rules on yoga pants is if your yoga pants are saggy or baggy on you, see rule number one. You probably shouldn't have on yoga pants if they're droopy.
Or you should get a meal or a new pair of pants.
Rule number three is if it looks like you're wearing the sausage casing, if they're too tight,
right,
if, you know, if your ankles flare out at the bottom where they end, or, you know, the muffin flares out, it may be, yeah, the hips, again, see rule number one. There's a lot of reasons why you shouldn't wear yoga pants. So that's Uncle Barry's rules on yoga pants. And then the best, the thing.
But don't they normally at car washes give you free coffee?
No, you have to pay for everything at this car wash. I was going to say,
the ones I've gone to, you get free coffee, just Mr. Car Wash or whatever. Get that man some caffeine.
Something. But my favorite part was I was sitting there outside waiting on my car, and this guy, he's sitting with his wife, and he's got a hat on. He takes his hat off. He reaches into her purse. He starts brushing his hair with a brush that he pulled out of her purse for like 3 or 4 minutes. He's getting it all fixed, and then he puts the hat back on. I'm like, I don't understand people, I guess. I have, like, what, like, why brush your hair if you're going to wear a hat?
I completely agree, but doesn't it explain about society in a lot of ways?
Really does. Like, I'm just fascinated, and I just couldn't, I'm tweeting everything I see. It was just amazing. If you really are bored, go to one of those car washes that they'll do, like, the oil change, and just sit there and watch people. It's amazing, man.
They should have video in the waiting rooms, and it has nothing to do with security.
You know how you have the glass through the car wash that you can sit there and watch it? I feel like there should be in like another glass for the people that you could just watch them instead behind some glass. That way I don't have to like smell them or see them or listen to them snore.
There you have it. Idea for car wash people.
Yeah.
Figure that out.
By the way, 3:30 or coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, our intern Winter Olympic slushy challenge is going to happen. I'm about to send them to Sonic.
There you have it.
To get the slushies.
All right, lots still to go. Halfway point of the show. Don't go anywhere. 90 in the books. 90 still to go. We'll be back with the second half. It's Nick. It's Barry. It's Joel. It's the Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of tickets in the club tonight. What? But it's gonna be aight.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects. It's Joel, Barry, and Nick with you until 4. Something I think you should have with you as well is some to-go food from Cowboys and Indians. It's past lunch now, but it's never too late for dinner. Get out to Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. 1901 Taft in Midtown is where they're located. I've actually convinced Lance to go with us on our next trip as well because he was like, so what is it? And I was telling him, dude, it's Southern comfort and Indian food. It's a fusion of the two. And you're going to love the place because he's like, well, what do they have? I was like, well, they got like quesadillas made with naan bread. And he was like, wait, so like the tortillas are naan bread? Yeah, he's in. So we got Lance going with us next time. That's why you need to get out there and check out the food. All of it's delicious, all made from scratch. They're known for some of the best butter chicken in Houston. They've got chicken fried steak, chicken curry. I've personally proclaimed for them one of the best burgers in the city of Houston, that Himalayan Heat burger. If you want a burger, get out there and try that. Let me know what you thought. Hit me up on Twitter. Everyone that's gone, everyone that said, Barry, I hear the commercials over and over. I had to get out there and try it. You were not lying. I have yet to have a listener get back to me and say, I didn't like the food, man. Everyone that's gone out there has loved it. I'm convinced you'll do the same. And to entice you to get out there and try those non-quesadillas, if you mention ESPN 975 when you go out to Cowboys and Indians, they're going to take 20% off those non-quesadillas. If you can't make it out there but you still want the food, you can have it delivered to your house via DoorDash, Uber Eats, or Grubhub. But I suggest you get out there. Haas and his crew do a great job. They'll come hang out with you. Tell them you listen to ESPN 975. Like I said, they're going to hook you up on those non-quesadillas. They've got TVs, a full-service bar. 1901 Taft in Midtown is where they're located. If you need more information, you can find them on Facebook at CNI713. Take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. It's Cowboys and Indians, Texan Kitchen. There's nothing like it.
By the way,
yeah,
Lance should know he should be very well schooled and versed in the non-quesadillas.
Okay.
Remember the last time Haas sent some for me?
He took them?
He sniped them from me before I could even get out the door.
Really?
I'm ready to leave. I'm packing up my stuff. And Lance was like, hey, what's in the container? And I'm like, oh, these are from Cowboys and Indians. These quesadillas are awesome. He's like, oh, yeah? Man, they look really good. He guilted me to the point where I was like, here, Lance,
you're a good friend. You're a good friend.
So, yeah, he should damn well be going.
He didn't even know.
Okay. Come on.
Well, I guarantee you. Yeah, he was like, because he was asking me about it, and I was like, dude, I'm telling you, man, the food is insanely good.
And you were honest with him. You were never a big fan of Indian food until you tried their spot.
So. Nope. And I was naming all the different like Indian dishes that they have. He's like, they have butter chicken? I was like, yeah. He's like, man, I got to go. He goes, let me get through the combine. I was like, mid-March. We'll all go out there mid-March and have lunch at some point, and we'll announce it here. Y'all can come hang out with us and have lunch with us. But, yeah, man, it's legit. It is no doubt legit.
You know what else is legit?
What?
And I couldn't be making this up. It's not even a joke.
What?
Blake Bortles signing a 3-year extension with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, I was so surprised when I saw
that. What the hell was that?
You wonder, did they feel like they couldn't make a run at any of the free agent quarterbacks? Like, you wonder, what were they thinking? Is it the devil you know versus the devil you don't? Like, what is the rationale? And I haven't seen anything that came out and said why. And I'm sure whatever you get is going to be coach speak. It's not going to be,
right.
Well, we like the fact that he's there. It's going to be, well, you know, he knows our system. And hey, look how far we got with him last time. And we feel like we can win with Blake Bortles. Yeah, that's like every NFL team during the draft. They got the guy they wanted. No one's ever not gotten the guy they wanted in the draft. Just like no one's ever not gotten the guy they wanted when they re-signed him. But you have to wonder what's up with Jacksonville.
Doug Marrone is the same kind of guy as the overly sensitive and hyper-worried head coaches under the Belichick type tree, where they're never going to tell you anything other than the standard company line. Happy to help the team. Good Lord willing, everything works in the end. Kind of major league guys. Not major league. Bull Durham. Bull Durham guys. Yeah, they're going to use those lines on you. And our good friend Keenan McCardell, who's coaching on that staff now, there's a gag order on assistant coaches. So that tells you that they're only going to produce quotes that are going to sound like it's the greatest signing in the world. But they have money.
They do. They're 12th right now
in
space. They
could go get somebody. And a starter that's probably better in most people's opinions than Bortles, or at least sniff it out and see in the meantime. Because, like, I don't know what kind of offers Bortles was going to get, but I don't think it was going to be starting quarterback type money. That's why this whole deal just doesn't make sense to me with guys that were out there, guys you could at least kick the tires on. It just seems very perplexing to me that they would go out and do something like that.
Did I read right? It was 20. Was it 21 million? How much was it?
3 years and was it 54?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying.
That's just now.
How much of this is just because, well, we got that far with Blake. We don't want to interrupt the flow. Let's just keep the same quarterback.
Okay, so I pulled up the contract, and it's
3 for 54, could go up to 66.5.
Average salary is 18. The base salary each year is 5, 16, and 18. Signing bonus of 5 spread across 3 years. Cap hit each year goes from 10 to 21 to 23. Ugh. Dead cap money, though, reverses. So you go from 26.5 million this year. They're not going to cut him. To 16.5 million next year. They could cut him in 2020 and take a $5 million dead cap hit.
Now, is the first year that you said five?
$5 million base salary.
Okay.
And a $5 million signing bonus, so a $10 million cap hit.
Because that might be...
Because the combination of the two.
That therein lies might be your answer. It's so low the first year because they've got financial issues that they've got to work through with other contracts. And then he bails them out in that year, and then he gets the money while they get the more flexibility in the years coming when they can clear some of that.
Yeah, but you're pretty much, you're married to him for 2 years.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, you,
right.
Until 2020.
It's still.
And then even then, a $5 million dead cap number is a lot.
Yeah.
If you're going to eat that salary, so.
It's still, it baffles me. I was just shocked. Well, there's still guys out there.
I like to look at what was the market value for him. Market value, they say, was around 5 years, $107 million. I don't know if I'm buying that either, but they had him at $21 million average annual salary. So if you go by what they say, then Jacksonville kind of got a deal at 18 on average. And I'm using SpotTrack as a reference, but I don't know, man. I think I would have gone and taken my chances with one of the many free agent quarterbacks that you feel like, okay, you know, if we're a team that's close, if we're a team that, you know,
they finish, guy says they are.
Kirk Cousins, you've got Bradford out there.
The Minnesota Vikings today said they're not going to franchise tag Case Keenum, so he's going to be out there.
Yeah.
There's plenty of options for you. And that team, by the way, as we remembered, was in the conference championship game. They're pretty damn good. We know what their defense can do. There had to be a better option. Or let him go out in the open market and see if he can command that kind of money and see if anybody's willing to give it to him.
On the same website, they say that Kirk Cousins' value is at 5 years, $128 million. That's not much more than what Bortles was valued at. So if you look at whatever you paid for Bortles, you might have gotten Cousins for, if you extrapolate the numbers, it would have been worth it to wait. At least try. Not saying that they didn't try. And maybe that's what the case was. Maybe they met with Cousins' representatives and figured out that they're never going to get close and had to move on. We don't know, but it is a bit of a shock.
And they're saying Minnesota's not going to more than kick the tires on Cousins. So the Jets will have company in trying to pursue him. He'll get more than that, probably.
Yeah.
All right, we'll continue to roll on. If there's something you want to get off your chest, you've had on your mind, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. We are heading towards the Intern Slushy Challenge.
That's right. Coming up at 3 o'clock hour.
We sent them
for the slushies, so it's going down.
Ooh, it's about to get chilly. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, knee deep, hour number 2, 3-hour extravaganza, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Nick, Barry, Joel, fresh off the weekend, rolling along. As Nick said, this one's gone by pretty quick so far. We've been covering a lot of ground and topics, and
the show flew by, and the entire audience heard you open up that can of Coke.
No, they didn't. I totally used my cough button. No one heard me open a can of Coke, Diet Coke. Mm-hmm. Nope.
But the show did fly by.
It has gone pretty fast.
Until you open a can of Coke and you crap on the whole momentum.
What? Jeez. Oh, by the way, before we move on.
This ought to be negative.
Okay, well, that wasn't very nice.
Okay.
I was going to catch up on some text, and then I had a topic that I needed to get off my chest. This is Wooly. I was able to sign up thanks to Raheel coming through in the clutch. Had some minor setbacks due to stuff like cook-offs, birthdays, and Valentine's. I started at 309, and I'm now 290. That's badass, Wooly. Good for you, bud.
Yep.
Mandy's down 21 pounds. That's so kick-ass.
That's great.
Man. Checking in, I'm down about 10, which is about 6% of my body weight. That's Justin. That's a lot. When you lose 6% of your body, that's a hell of a lot of money.
We had a lot of people sign up that were already over 3 bills, so they were going to lose a lot of pounds, but that's why we said for the people that are a little less on the weighty side, it's about percentage, and that's a pretty good percentage.
Yeah, Francisco's dropped 6. Dude, I'm telling you, man, I hope we get to our goal of losing a ton. That would be great.
That would be fantastic, man.
I'd be pumped about that.
And I'm glad that y'all are checking in and giving us some results, because I knew right off the get-go everybody was gung-ho, and they were trimming pounds left and right. We haven't heard from as many people, and I wanted to make sure we heard from as many people as we can.
NASCAR Johnny said there should be a weekly segment called Uncle Barry's Rules. I don't know. That would require me to put in a lot of effort. I'd have to write more rules.
It's dumb.
You don't want to put effort.
No. Yeah, Johnny, don't be making work for me. What's wrong with you? That's why I got into radio, so I didn't have to make any effort to do anything. I just show up, sit down, start talking.
As it is, they got to schedule you a month in advance to do a video around here.
Yeah. All right, so...
Barry M.
Huh?
Barry M.
So I owe an apology.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to take a sip of my
Sounds
Diet
like you're
Coke.
Happy about it, too. Jeez.
No, I got some egg on my face a little bit. I owe an apology to the Rockets organization as a whole.
Oh, my. I thought this was going to be like someone that tweeted to you or something.
So all year I've been bitching and moaning and complaining.
Yes, you have.
All right, you know what? I'll take it from here. But I have been lamenting the fact that they never gave me a credential. Correct. Especially since, other than Nick, I was pretty much the only radio guy in this town that wasn't calling the games that went to most of the games last year. Nick, is that true or false?
You went to quite a few games last year.
Especially towards the end of the year.
Yep.
After I came on the show full time, which was in February.
Yep.
We went to a lot of games.
Absolutely.
And I covered them, and I was there, and I started meeting, and, you know, I did all that. So when they dropped off the credentials, or Dolores picked up all the credentials and gave them out, and I was like, did I get one? She was like, no. I was like, I didn't get a credential? So I was pissed. I was like, that's disrespectful. Like, I was there. I was angry. I'm like, how dare them not give me a credential to do that? Well, come to find out, Jong Lee never sent my name over for a credential.
Whoops.
So it wasn't the Rockets that were hating on me. It was Jong hating on me.
Damn, here I thought Jong hated me the whole time.
No, he hates me, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah, so to the entire Rockets organization, I'm sorry. I assumed that when Jong told me, because I said, Jong, did you submit? He goes, yeah. And this was a long time ago. He's like, yeah.
Before the season started.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, well, you submitted it. And then later I asked him, because I was like, you know, I'm just going to double back. And then, because I wanted to talk to the lady in charge, Jennifer, very nice lady. And I was going to be like, look, why did you deny me, Jennifer? I mean,
Jennifer thinks she's in charge. Tracy's really.
Well, whatever. Jennifer, Tracy, but I know I had the run in with the guy in the red, but that was all in fun. Hee hee ha ha. We moved on. And so I was going to just ask her, why did you deny me? But I thought, you know what? I'm a cross my T's and dot my I's kind of guy. I want to make sure that I got all my ducks in a row. So I went to Jong one more time. I was like, now you did submit me, right? And I may have had, some persuasion to do this by a good friend of mine. Thank you, Nick. But he was like, bro, double check with Jong.
Because every time you would hammer him, I'd be like, I'd be cringing, dude.
Yeah,
I'd like,
be like, oh, no. I got to go there tonight, and Barry's just crapping all over the Rockets. And I'm like, yeah, I don't care. I'm guns a blazing. So I was getting ready.
You were me a year ago.
Yeah, I was getting ready. Yeah, and that's the other thing that really pissed me off is you got him and I did. And I was like, Joe hates the Rockets. Why did he get him?
A, I don't hate the Rockets.
Yeah,
and
you
B,
do.
Other
and
than,
they hate you.
No, they don't. Obviously, because
I'm pretty sure that's a mutual hate relationship. Why? That's why I was really angry. Because I was like, wait, you guys hate each other, and I'm the one that doesn't get invited to the picnic? How does that work? So, but Nick is like, Barry, just double check with Jong. So I went in last week and I was like, Jong, can you do me a favor? Can you just double check and make sure you sent my name over? He goes, yeah, I know I did, but I'll look. And then he never got back to me. And then I was like, So I texted him and I was on my way to Tyler. I was like, hey, bud, just following up. Did you submit my name? You know what I get? This is the only text I get. I'm so sorry. That was just the whole, I am so sorry. I never sent your name over.
There is no mutual hate.
I'm just messing with you. Of course there's not.
And I still got a ton of friends over there. But that's why I volunteered from the get-go to say, I'll step in and make a call. You should have a pass.
And you would hang that over my head for two seasons. There's no way. There's
no way. I absolutely would not do that. No.
I kind of feel
now,
like...
Now, 6 months ago, you're right. You're probably
that was
right.
Awesome. Yeah. At least he owned it. That's fantastic.
I love it. That is so funny.
No.
Yeah, that is true, though. But no, so I'm being a man and apologizing to the Rockets because I jumped their butts for no reason.
Since they're listening, I'm sure that they're going to feel
do they listen?
Good about this.
I don't even know if they listen to the show.
I think
a lot of
do.
People do. But they're on the road right now. So
well, yeah,
PR
of course
staff
a lot
isn't.
Of people listen to our show, of
right.
course. But I just... So I to the Rockets organization, I'm sorry that I was
all right.
So
you apologize. That's
upset
enough.
That
otherwise,
you may have...
Tad Brown is going to think he can call you during breaks and tell you what to say and not to say.
No, I won't.
Don't
answer
go that.
That far. I won't answer that call. But it was all Jong's fault, is what I want to point out. Jong is the one that screwed it all up. So way to go, Jong.
Interesting. Two in the books. 1 hour still to go in the big show, and we will have plenty more on the agenda.
Are they
lots
here?
Of things to get to, including
the intern slushy challenge. Yeah. That's coming up. Lots of other things. And, of course, if you want to join the show and be a suspect and get something off your mind, off your chest that you've had on your mind, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line, call, text, tweet. Back with more Usual Suspects, ESPN 975.
ESPN 97.5.